There is a new book out, Social Security Horror Stories. It's written by one Terry Savage, who you sometimes hear here on WGN Radio. Hi, Terry. How are you?
About the new book.
I was a little disappointed that on 60 Minutes last night, where you and your friend Larry Kotlikoff appeared, they did a story with Anderson Cooper about Social Security clawing back money from people who have received too much payment. And this is something you guys are talking about a lot. They didn't mention the title of your book.
I know we were very upset with that. But the fact is, we're in it to change policy in Congress, not to try and fix the big, huge problem Social Security has, but to make them stop abusing the elderly and disabled. John, they've sent out over a million clawback letters a year, and we've seen them as high as 300,000, but many 50, 60, 70,000, because they are totally inept, and they're also bullies. They send out a letter saying, pay us back $47,812. We made a mistake within 30 days, or we'll cut off your benefits. And that's just what they do.
It's hard to imagine that they wouldn't have the sense to know. Of course, you could be rich and be getting Social Security, but say you really depend on Social Security, that people would suddenly have the money. You can't get blood out of a turnip. What are you talking about?
That's the problem. Two-thirds of Americans who collect Social Security depend on it for at least half of their retirement income,
wow,
living income. And a quarter of the people are 90% dependent on Social Security. And they let these things go on for years and years because of their mistakes. Now they're finding them and demanding these huge sums of money. This is money people lived on. This is what they were stashing it away in case Social Security made a mistake.
So it's not people
they're
stealing from Social Security. It's Social Security sending more money to individuals than they were entitled. So what's the solution, Terry?
That's exactly it. Well, you know, you never call Social Security and say, oh, I'm turning 66 and something, and I think you should send me $2,512 a month. No, you call and say, what's my benefit? So their mistakes have been so horrible, and they've forgotten to offset for pensions teachers get. They've gone back and taken people and said, a young child that got disability, parents got disability benefits when he was five. The mother died. Now, 30 years later, they want money out of this, what was then a child. Okay, a couple of things. First of all, you never can ask Social Security what your benefit is. In our book, we show you how to avoid clawbacks and other scams like, oh, sure, take all your benefits now, and then you don't get your own benefit and your widow's benefit as well. We describe many, many ways in which Social Security can cost you a fortune. So, well, I'd like you to buy the book. If you go to Amazon and buy Social Security Horror Stories, Larry Kotlikoff, the famed economist who wrote Get What's Yours from Social Security, and I collaborated on this to keep you from being a victim of clawbacks, a million a year. And we'd like you to buy the book. We'd also like you to send the link to your congressman. So we created socialsecurityhorrorstories.com, a website. You can get there from terrysavage.com. You can post your story there if you're one of the unfortunates. Or you can find your congressman or representative and senator's emails and send them an email saying Social Security should stop bullying retired people and disabled people.
And the book that you all have written and the website that you're working on, SocialSecurityHorrorStories.com, I want to finish the title of the book, Social Security Horror Stories, Protect Yourself from the System and Avoid Clawbacks. It's not just anecdotes of people who were screwed. It's, hey, don't let this happen to you. What's the, is Terry, can you answer this? Is there one thing I should be doing to prevent this from happening to me?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, and it's going to sound commercial, but Larry Kotlikoff years ago developed software called MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. It costs $39 to run it. He has never taken a penny out of this company. He just keeps it going. I wish he'd just give it to Social Security. But you can find out if you're already collecting whether you're getting too much and you might be a clawback victim because they may not find it for years and demand a lot of money. You can find out before you collect what's the optimal way to collect. Are you going to collect on your dead ex-husband's Social Security because you were married for 10 years or on your own record? If you're a widow, should you collect your late husband's benefit first and then never check the box, all benefits, and then at age 70, switch to your own, the software will tell you how to get the maximum Social Security benefit and make sure that they're not underpaying you, which we know is happening, but they don't find those.
Yeah.
They only find the ones where they made the mistake. We also want Congress to tell them 18 months clawback, more than that.
Is that the number? So if I'm getting too much money, you are only going to be entitled to 18 months worth of the overpayments.
Exactly. Find it within 18 months. If after that, sorry, the problem, Social Security is yours.
You know, now, I want to say this, Terry. I mean, just think about that. I made this small point with you and Bob earlier this morning that, in fact, that is money you should not have been receiving. But since you don't have it all saved, you've been living on this money, and it wasn't your fraud or mistake, it was theirs, I think a compromise would be pick a number, 12 months, 18 months after that. And I want to say this, Terry, as a fellow taxpayer, I am happy to let you have it, right? Because that's my Social Security system too. But I'm happy to let you have that extra money.
See, they go after people when they're older, retired, no way they can make more money. And it covers up their own mistakes. They don't know, and they don't want you to know that they don't know, that their systems are a mess and their people are abusive. You can't call. You walk into an office, the records are in some other office. Their records are a shambles. They don't do the calculations properly. And they suffer not at all from it. They just send out a note to you, send it back, or we'll cut off your benefits.
Listen to this. Worst. 815 says, I've been on Social Security for 3 years, and they have taken money back from me each of those 3 years. 847 says, can you ask Terry if the Social Security Administration allows people to have a payment plan for the clawback payments? Can you pay in installments, Terry?
The problem is you can never get through to them, and we have stories of people who have made installment plans, and then Social Security abruptly, they pay for a while, abruptly stop sending their benefits at all. Instead of reducing them by $20 a month, they just stop sending out the benefits. And by the way, if you have your Medicare Part B deducted from your Social Security check, suddenly not only do you not get Social Security, you got to find a way to pay for Medicare Part B, which you must have whether you have Advantage or a supplement. You need Part B. So these people are uncaring, and we have a record of them bullying people. The horror stories are painful. You can read them in the book, Social Security Horror Stories. But you're right. It's not just a collection of what happened to other people, although it could happen to you. It's how to deal with the system, keep it from happening in the first place.
So Amazon.com or wherever you buy your book, Social Security Horror Stories, and .com is also the website. One last thing, Terry. This text has just poured in. I was watching Terry on TV and noticed how white everything is in her home, at least the living room. No red wine allowed, I'll bet, in her living room.
Absolutely not. Look, Larry Kotlikoff and I are on a mission.
Yes.
Larry's a famed economist.
I know.
Really, he's widely respected. We are on a mission. Social Security, this does not need legislation. This needs Janet Yellen, who's the chief trustee of Social Security, to tell the agency to stop bullying older Americans. Congress, yes, needs to do something about the future, but we need to do something now. So we want you to do this. We self-published this book to keep the cost low. It's on Kindle for $9.99. Buy Social Security Horror Stories. If we make enough headway, we can get Congress's attention.
Yeah.
We even have congressmen who have said to us, we can't do anything. We can't get through to Social Security. Hey, they wouldn't talk to Anderson Cooper on camera.
Pete, I should have talked to Raja about this today. You know, Raja, congressman, was on with us. I hear you, Terry.
They're aloof. They're hiding behind the fortress of Social Security. And don't forget, it's all our money. It's your money that went out of your paycheck and the matching amount from your employer who would have paid you, except they, quote, contributed on your part. It's all your money that went in there. You should be able to be treated civilly.
Terry, let's you and I visit on Wednesday, as we always do.
Yes.
And thank you for your time today.
Thanks, John.
It's Terry Savage.